Welcome to Backyard Beyond. And I'm great. How are you, Sharon?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm just fine.
Good. Well, we're going to talk about the Meals on Wheels. And, you know, Sharon, sometimes this Meals on Wheels have been around for a long time. Sometimes I think we kind of forget about those resources we have in our community. And so it's time to be reminded.
I would agree, because there still seems to be some confusion about a couple of items, and so maybe we can clear that up again.
That would be great.
One of the things that people are kind of confused about is who can be on Meals on Wheels program. There seems to be the assumption that you have to qualify to be on Meals on Wheels, and that is not true at all. We have people who are disabled who are young. We have people who are disabled have had surgery, knee replacement, hip replacement, back surgery, need to have meals for just a little while till they can get back on their feet and function again. And we do all of those.
Okay.
We also, you know, there's also a misconception that if you go off of Meals on Wheels, then you can't come back on. And that's not true either. We have people that go away for the winter, and then when they come back to Atlantic, they can come back on the program. We only have two really hard and fast rules, I guess we would call them. And one is that you have to have a minimum of two meals a week.
A week, okay.
Not a day, a week.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have, when you sign up for the program, you have to take a minimum of 10 meals.
Oh, okay. So, you know, and most people who are recovering from something are going, I would think, would want at least 10 meals. It's not just sort of like a babysitter service because I don't want to cook today.
No, we're not a short order restaurant. But we do, you know, that's just because there's a lot of places that people have to be entered. There's a lot of paperwork when you enter people onto the program. And covers, you know, helps not having that to be done for just a few days.
And one of the paperwork things I just think of real quickly is you need to get a volunteer, get that person's name and address on a volunteer's list so the meal will be delivered.
That's exactly right. And that's the other myth that sometimes is around, that people think that if they volunteer to drive Meals on Wheels, they have to drive every day. And that is not true at all. We have drivers that drive 2 days a month. We have drivers who drive once a week. We have drivers who are on the substitute list and only drive if they are able when I call them for sub. So there's a lot of flexibility. Our goal is to provide a hot, nourishing meal to those people who need that in the community.
Okay.
So we try to have the minimum amount of rules that we can have, just so that they are able to be on the program.
We're visiting with Sharon Guffey-Lewis about the Meals on Wheels program that's headquartered out of the Atlantic Hospital, Cass County Memorial Hospital. So, Sharon, are all the meals prepared at the hospital?
We have 7 routes that go out of the hospital, and we have 1 route that comes out of Heritage House. They want to be a part of the program and serve the community as well, and so we have 1 route that comes out of Heritage House. The routes have a maximum of 12 people on the route to deliver to each day. Now, in the summertime, excuse me, our numbers are down, because people are able to get out and, you know, go to the restaurant to eat, go out for lunch, or just feel more like being able to cook their own food. So the numbers are down in the summer, but then when fall starts to come and we're reminded that winter is on the way, our numbers pick up again. But the most meals that any volunteer driver delivers is 12. Now, I know that I have some drivers out there who are listening and saying, that's not true, because sometimes she gives me 13 meals.
So about how much time, and I know it'll vary from volunteer to volunteer, and, you know, what the route is, and maybe sometimes how much visiting a person wants to do, and that
sure.
sort of thing. But about how much time would a volunteer have to spend from the time they pick up the meals to the time they're finished?
Probably from the time that they leave their home until they get back to their home is probably an hour.
Okay, so plan an hour.
Right.
And what time do they pick up the meals?
The hospital, we start delivering, filling the containers by 11:15.
Okay.
And almost all of the drivers, even if they're subs, almost all of the drivers are back by 12 o'clock, 5 after, 10 after at the very longest. Unless, like you say, they choose to visit a little bit more, and that's perfectly fine. If they have the time, that's great if they want to stop and visit, as long as it's not so long that they the other meals are getting cold.
Yes.
But that doesn't happen.
And I think
the drivers are dedicated people to this program.
And I think the major thing for the recipient is that somebody is there, says hello, here's your meal, and moves on, that they don't expect to spend a half an hour visiting. But, you know, just that really quick contact is an important contact during the day. And I don't know, Sharon, you know, that's kind of a way of checking in on a person. Has in the past history that you know of, has a volunteer found a recipient that needed help?
Oh, yes. It doesn't happen often, because I don't want to scare off volunteers, and it does not happen often, but that is one thing, and family members, especially who live away, really appreciate the fact that if a driver comes back and says to me, you know, Mary Jones didn't answer her door, and the door was locked, and there were no lights on, so I had to bring her meal home, because we try not to leave meals outside.
Right.
Particularly for obvious reasons, in the summertime it's too hot. But then there's always the danger of animals getting into the meal, you know, cats or dogs that are having to be roaming the neighborhood. And so we try not to leave meals outside. Once in a while, if we know they're going to come within the half hour, we will do that. But if a driver comes back to me and says, you know, Mary Jones didn't answer her door, I will try to call Mary. And if she doesn't answer after, you know, 15, 20 minutes, I may try again. And if she doesn't answer, then I try to have a follow-up person to contact, a neighbor, a friend, a family member, someone that I have an emergency number for. And I will call them and say, you know, even if they're out of town, even if they're in Omaha or Des Moines, I will say, you know, Mom didn't answer the door today, and she didn't call me and cancel, so we're kind of concerned that everything is okay. And sometimes they'll say, oh, yeah, she just forgot, she's here with me, or whatever, and most of the time that is what happens. But once in a while, a driver will come upon someone who has fallen and can't reach the telephone and doesn't have the lifeline. Or one time, a long time ago, we had someone who had a stroke and was laying on the floor. So that does happen, but not on a weekly basis or even a yearly basis.
Right.
I think I've been here 4.5 years, and I think in that time probably one or two is all we've come across.
Okay. If somebody wanted to volunteer, what would they need to do?
If they want to volunteer to drive, I would welcome, because I'm always in need of drivers. They can call the hospital, 712-243-3250, and my extension is 7575.
Or just ask for Sharon.
Or just ask for Meals on Wheels.
Okay. Yes.
I do not have a direct line.
Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit about the meals. What are the recipients expected to pay?
The meals are $3 per day. And for that $3, they get a main entree. Today it happens to be goulash. They get a main entree, they get a fruit, they get a vegetable, and a dessert. And it's delivered to their door.
Sounds good.
It's a really good deal. The servings are generous, and so oftentimes, unless they're just real big eaters, they have enough for even a second meal, especially of the main entree.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of helps them to have something in reserve.
Okay, the meals are delivered 5 days a week. What about weekends and holidays?
On the weekends, we offer a frozen meal, and it's $1.75. It doesn't include a dessert. And they can, I try to ask when people come on the program, would you like to have a weekend meal? And we deliver one meal on Friday that is frozen with the instructions of how to prepare it. And then they can take that, or they don't have to. I don't have a lot of people who take that, but for some people that's a real help, mm-hmm. especially if they're recovering from some kind of surgery.
You bet. Well, I guess the main thing is, if anybody has any questions about it, don't make up your own rules. Don't make up things. Give you a call at Cass County Memorial Hospital. And other communities have this service, so check out your local resources for Meals on Wheels, because it's a wonderful program to kind of help people on a long-term basis or a short-term basis. So
exactly.
That's and the hospital number is 243-3250. Ask for Meals on Wheels or ask for Sharon. We want to thank you very much, Sharon Guffey Lewis, for visiting with us.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
Until next time, here's a thought. Communication is depositing a part of yourself in another person.